JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 9. The Jewish people enter the land of Israel.
The Jewish people now mourn the death of their leader, Moses. Moses' successor is Yehoshua bin Nun, Joshua. Joshua is Moses' student. He is not a blood relative. Throughout Jewish history, there is a history of relatives, children, descendants, inheriting positions of leadership, and it coexists with a tradition of meritocracy, where people who are not related to the previous leader also inherit positions of leadership. So here we have the student, the disciple of Moshe, Yehoshua, Joshua, becoming the leader of the Jewish people. Now Joshua is both the temporal and religious leader. He's also the general of the army. It would be like having the president and the commander-in-chief and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the most revered religious figure all wrapped into one, leading the people. There are many Canaanite tribes that inhabit the country. Six remain, and Yehoshua conducts a war in order to subdue them. Now, they were offered peace, and they were offered the ability to leave if they wanted to, or the ability to remain and become part of the society. Those that chose to make war are the enemies that Yehoshua, that Joshua fights. There are 7 years of war, and then there'll be another 7 years until the Jewish people settle the land. So 14 years after they arrive in the land of Israel, finally a Jewish community, a Jewish state is established, and Yehoshua, Joshua, is its head. He rules with the elders of Israel, the elders of the tribes, and he rules in the spirit of Moses. The rabbis say as long as Yehoshua, as Joshua, was alive, Moses was still alive. That was the aura that was present when he was there. After his death, we enter again a new era. We have the era of Moses, then we have the era of Joshua. Now we will come to the era of the judges. The judges are the people who rule, but they don't rule all of Israel. They are localized tribal chieftains, each of whom attempts to destroy the enemy that keeps on coming back. It's as though the 7 years of war never happened. And there are two great enemies that remain, the Canaanite tribes on one hand, and on the coast the Philistines, who constantly make war, and we're talking about war here for hundreds of years, centuries of conflict. In the period of the judges, we read that it was quiet for 40 years, and in one place it was quiet for 80 years. But for the other 250 years, it was not quiet at all. And I imagine that that is a reflection of this continuing war fought against the Jews by the neighboring tribes that attempted to eradicate them or at least drive them out of the country. The judges are the ones that saved them. In every generation, there were different judges that led the war. One of the most famous judges is the woman judge, Deborah, who, together with Barak, fights the battle against the army of Sisera and is able to win the battle and to solidify Jewish control in the Galilee. The last of the judges is the great prophet Samuel. Our rabbis say that Samuel is equal in stature to Moses and to Aaron. And Samuel, who even though he only lived 52 years, in his span of time, he was the judge of Israel, he was the leader, he united all the tribes, And because of his great gift of prophecy, he was not only the temporal leader, but he was the spiritual leader as well. So we have a throwback to the time of Joshua and to the time of Moses through Samuel and his reign as the chief judge of Israel. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.